hour number two, Monday afternoon, K-News Afternoons. And as we continue on, my name is Paul Marshall. If you missed the first hour, you missed what we were talking about regarding responsibility for the media and the sense of belonging that we somehow in this country have forgotten to invoke once in a while. And I'll get into that. I'll try and reset that in a bit. Just to let you know, I am a 25-year rock radio personality. This is an opportunity for me to come in and sit in on K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, 1250, the Deserts News Talk Superstation. And it's a different thing. I'm a different kind of radio host. I'm sort of the anti-radio radio host. Talk radio has been, for so long, dominated by the guys in the blazer with the tie and the short hair. I'm none of that. I am the product of a broken home. Grew up in projects, and eventually one of us was going to be given a microphone. That's me. Completely transparent right now, giving you an opportunity to get to know your guest host. Feel free to give me a call. Any questions you might have about where I stand on anything, because what this is more than just a guest hosting opportunity. I'll tell you exactly what it is. I've been unemployed in the radio industry for 7 months. Some say there's a good reason. Others would say, you know what? Give him a microphone, let him run. But I've been unemployed, so I have an opportunity to come in and guest host for a couple of days. Maybe the powers that be here at K-News Radio 94.3 will give me an opportunity to be your afternoon host. So I'm interviewing for the job, for all intents and purposes, giving you an opportunity to learn about your guest host. If I'm going to be in your ears every afternoon, you should probably know what you're getting into, and I am completely transparent. Any detail, none of them are going to be hidden. I'm not going to be Tiger Woods. I'm not going to be a guy that comes out and looks like I'm the all-American boy, because I certainly don't, and then you find out something different. You should at least know what you're getting into. So give me a call at 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs. Also, toll-free 888-589-6397. Before we went to break, I was talking about media responsibility. It's sort of a big topic right now, especially given the case of Jamar Thomas, who, as you know, was convicted of the beating death security guard Wallace Brown 3 years ago, looking at possible death penalty or life in prison. Last week, the jury got the case for the sentencing phase. He's been convicted. Now it's a sentencing phase. Could get the death penalty, life without the possibility of parole. Either way, a court employee, specifically an alleged court reporter, gave us a call here at K-News Radio and espoused her personal beliefs in the case while the jury was holding on to the case. The question of media responsibility now comes in. Should we have run that phone call? Should we have allowed Carol, the court reporter, to have her say while the jury had the case, while they were deliberating the sentencing? He's already been convicted. Now, let's just say the jury had an opportunity to be listening to K-News, and if they were, thank you very much for doing so. If they were listening and they heard Carol and it did influence how they would vote on a sentencing, does that make Carol culpable for tainting justice, obstruction of justice? Or there are some people that think, you know what? People need to be reminded of how heinous this crime was and how heinous these individuals. These were not upstanding members of society. They were reputed gang members. Not going to mention the gang, not going to give them the notoriety they want. Everybody knows who they are. The question of media responsibility continues. 760-416-8475, 888-589-6397. As we continue live, K-News Afternoon, let's go to Randy and La Quinta. Randy, should we have run that phone call?
No.
Why not?
I think, I just came out of a 22-year career in television research and marketing, and media responsibility was like a hot topic for probably the last 10 years. And I think I have a very, very strong opinion about that. I think if a TV, radio station, newspaper, anybody gets something like that that's really, really hot, they tend to want to go with it because it's so explosive and it's, wow, this is going to be great. This is really going to drag in viewers. And they forget, wait a second, we're not supposed to be trying anybody on the public airwaves in any way whatsoever, even if it is just a sentencing phase. What should have happened is someone should have taken that information, verified who she was, verified that she was allowed to speak about this in public, and then called her back and labeled it as such. That is what should have happened. That's what should happen in any newsroom, newspaper, television, radio, anywhere. And I think whether it's editorial or talk show or news or not, the fact that you call yourself K-News, sure, the listener has the right to expect everything you say is correct, or at least based in fact.
Well, no. I think that there are, look, with K-News Radio, we have specific times dedicated to news programming.
But the listener doesn't know that.
The listener doesn't
recognize that. And believe me, I got the research to tell you. When I would label a channel News Channel 2,
sure,
when people are watching Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, they still thought, hey, anything I see on here is going to be true because it's coming from news.
Oh, and I don't disagree with you. I think there certainly is some confusion that does exist there, and that's why I would be one of those guys that says, look, if you're listening to talk radio to get your hard news facts, if you're listening to me, or you're listening to Sean Hannity, or you're listening to Glenn Beck, to get hard news facts, you need to be aware that these are hard news facts colored by the opinion of the messenger.
But sometimes they're not even that, because it's talk radio, and just like editorial in a newspaper, sometimes the facts aren't even correct. You mentioned Kevin Smith's story a minute ago before you went to break. You actually had your facts incorrect. Kevin Smith was not forced to buy two seats. According to Kevin Smith, Kevin Smith bought two seats. He was bumped from the flight because two adjacent seats were not available. That's what got him upset.
Well, then I stand corrected, and congratulations to you. And this makes my point perfectly.
Yep.
It absolutely makes my point perfectly. There are things being said on talk radio every day that are absolutely unequivocally incorrect and are the opinion and tainted by the messenger delivering them.
Yep,
and political viewpoints.
People just don't go and research the topic. They take what they hear, not as gospel, but they assume that it's correct. You know, and there are all sorts of surveys out there to tell people, you know, that CNN is often incorrect, NBC News is often incorrect.
Yeah, you know what's funny though is when the correction is being made, like the headline is on the front page.
Right.
The correction, you know, a little bit later on in the program, I might say, by the way, I was in error in that Kevin Smith story.
You know, and
nobody brings attention to the fact. Nobody wants to admit that they're wrong.
I for years, I would have to tell my friends, look, when you see something on TV news, understand that's a 22-year-old kid who he just got out of a small market doing the best he can to do his job. He single-sourced the news topic. He really didn't get the whole story correect.
I really would like to know a little bit more about it,
but he only had 45 seconds to do the story. And unfortunately, that's the way things are in news now for just about everybody.
Where do we draw the line? Where do we draw the line between being first through the gate with the story and responsibility to, I think there's a difference between, let's say it's a car accident. All right, we'll take it away from the murder trial. Let's say it's a car accident. Every news organization is going to run to try and get that car accident on the air. As a matter of fact, I'll take it to something that just happened. That plane crash that killed the president of Poland.
Correct, yeah.
Did you get a chance to see any of the television coverage of that?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it, sure. And there's a lot of people correcting themselves in the middle of a newscast, too.
The thing that really disturbs me about that is the reporters walking over the caution line, walking through the wreckage and debris, picking up pieces of the plane.
Yeah.
That's I don't want to say a crime scene, but that's an accident scene. And let's wait until the officials get in there.
Right.
And have a chance to investigate that and find out what may have been the cause. What if one of those reporters, in his zeal to pick up and show everybody, look, wreckage, ruined a scene, or maybe tainted a potential, maybe there was a nut that fell off that wing or something. Where is the line between getting the story first and responsibility to the case? And in this case, obviously, Carol, if she was a court employee, she should be fired immediately. She should be fired, correct? Yes.
She should be fired.
Absolutely. She should be correct. She should be fired. You know what we need to do is we need to take a break. I do have to remind you, because it is tax week, and thank you for the call, by the way. It is tax week, and on Thursday, K-News Radio is going to be having a special live coverage in the K-News Afternoon Show. Tax Day Tea Party is happening at the Palm Desert Civic Center. All right, the afternoon show will be hosted by John McMullen, special co-host Elise Richmond. They're going to be on location at the Tea Party. Special coverage is going to be brought to you in part by Hyde Certified Comfort Systems. Hyde's have been serving the Valley since 1978. One of the area's most trusted names in air conditioning and heating systems, both residential and commercial. You can trust the family team at Hyde's. We will continue in just a moment on K-News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and AM 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Welcome back to hour number two, KNews Afternoons. It's Paul Marshall, guest hosting for today and tomorrow, if all goes well tomorrow. As far as I understand, today is a given. We're all good. But tomorrow is yet to be determined, I imagine. KNews Radio, FM 94.3, also AM 970, 1140, and 1250. The Desert's News Talk Superstation. Thank you for inviting me into your world. The guest host du jour and completely transparent. For all intents and purposes, this is a job interview. And you are doing the hiring. So feel free to ask your interview questions at any time. 760-416-8475. Also toll free 888-589-6397. As we continue on, talking about media responsibility, and I mentioned this a couple of times, I'm not sure if you're getting your hard news from a talk show host. First of all, I have no credibility. Unlike most talk radio hosts, I will not come out here and tell you that I am all-knowing, all-inclusive, completely educated on all of the issues. I'm not. I'm you. I just happen to be on this end of the microphone. So if you're getting your news from a talk radio host, you should probably view that news through some filters. Make sure that you realize that this is, I'm not Bonnie Gilgallon. I'm not here to tell you what happened in the Coachella Valley today. I'm here to express some opinions. I'm here to communicate with you. But talk radio is not a place you should be getting your hard news from, especially if it's a talk show host. It's an opinion. It's an idea. It's a thought. It's communication. It's not a monologue. It's not a speech. It's not hard news. However, occasionally, the paths of entertainment and hard news do cross. And when we're giving our opinion on the events of the day, such as the Jamar Thomas case, the first of four individuals, by the way, to be tried for the murder of Wallace Brown 3 years ago, the first of the four, Jamar Thomas, has been convicted. We brought you that news. The jury now has the case for sentencing. It was supposed to take place today. We've heard there's been some delays. There's been some moves from the defense attorney based upon the actions of an alleged court reporter who called this radio station last week and expressed her personal beliefs about the case. Now, whenever you're in any sort of a legal situation, you're told do not discuss the case with the people outside this room. You know, those cases, there's supposed to be a right to privacy. It becomes public record once it's all over and the conviction happened. Now they're in the sentencing phase. So this court reporter gives a call to the radio station. She starts expressing her opinion to a talk show host. However, her opinion does have the ability to affect the real outcome. And we talk about media responsibility. Where is the line? Where should we be? Where should we go when it comes to getting a story like that? I can tell you I do have limited news experience. When I started out in my career 25 years ago, I would phone screen for a talk show host. And this talk show host would get people calling in and pretending to be things that they weren't. We were told if somebody calls and they have an official connection to an event or an organization, to get their phone number, call, verify, and then find out if that person really should be speaking. In this situation, I don't know if that was done, and it's not my place to place judgment upon that. Each individual talk show host does their show their own way. I can tell you, were I to have received that phone call, I would have found out, is this person a court reporter? Yes, they are. Why are you calling me? Why are you, what's the motivation behind that? In my opinion, anybody that calls a talk radio show, who is involved in a court case, especially in an official capacity, and a court reporter is an official capacity, and with unemployment being what it is, I don't think I'd be risking my job by calling a radio station. I don't know what this woman's motive was, what her agenda was. She felt the need she had to get something off her chest real quick. I get that. I get people want to express their outrage, their frustration. But what was she thinking? And what were we thinking, getting her on the air? I'm not sure. But now we have become part of the story. Defense attorneys are now arguing that the case should be thrown out, the conviction should be thrown out, or at least the sentencing is going to be tainted by the behavior of this court reporter. And if I were being charged with murder, or I were convicted of murder and looking at a potential death penalty or looking at life in prison, I would want my defense attorney to do the same thing. My personal attorney told me, and I quote, "I am a scumbag. but I'm your scumbag. Lawyers get a bad rap. They constantly get a bad rap. But if they're working for you, you want them to investigate every possible loophole to get you out of the trouble that you're in. And is there some twisting of the truth? Is there some pulling in of tangential information that all you have to do is create reasonable doubt? Well, the reasonable doubt is gone. This individual is guilty. Now he's looking at life or death. Probably should have thought about that before he and his three friends decided to assault an individual who was doing nothing. A couple of the quotes that came in. It's grisly. These gang members had no reason to kill him. Well, can you think of a reason to kill anybody other than in self-defense? Is there a good reason? No, there's no good reason. Would you do it? If you were defending yourself, I'm sure you would. These guys weren't defending themselves. They were assaulting a guy. Did they know he was going to die? I think that's a question that are so subjective. How do we know? How do we know that they knew he was going to die? We don't know. But turns out he died. So now four guys are going to go on trial. And I would assume that all four of them have the potential to face the death penalty. And I would hope that anybody involved in the case, in the court system, would use this as an example to show a modicum of restraint. Hold your tongue. Wait. What purpose did it serve for her to talk about they were gang members? We know they were gang members. It's not like this is the first time we've heard the story. We knew. Her personal opinion could have affected the outcome of this case. And as a news/talk outlet, our decision to air that phone call, at some point, it's going to happen. At some point, something like this is going to happen. And some enterprising attorney, and I'm sure the owners of K-News right now are going, don't say it, don't say it. Eventually, they're going to bring a news organization in as a defendant. And I'll give you an example. There was, and this sort of leans on my background as a rock radio DJ. There was a fire in Rhode Island a few years back. You may have, you may remember the video. They showed it on CNN. I was at a nightclub. A band was playing. And the enterprising attorney, many people died in this fire. The enterprising attorney not only named the club and the band as being responsible for the deaths of these individuals, but also the sponsoring radio station. The line between real life event and entertainment got crossed. And they tried to bring this radio station in and make them part of this lawsuit. At what point does the news talk line get crossed and our choice to put something on the air have real life ramifications? I'm sure in hindsight, Carol regrets making that phone call. It should cost her her job. I don't think I'm out of line in saying it should cost her her job. Now, my opinion about the Jamar Thomas case, I don't think he deserves the death penalty. How's that sit? I don't think he knew he was going to kill the guy. I don't think any of them knew they were going to kill the security guard. I just don't think so. However, do they deserve life in prison? Yeah. Yeah, they probably do. And they should sit in their 4x9 cell and think about it. 760-416-8475. You want to get in touch, you can do that toll free, 888-589-6397. Also, if you want to continue grilling me about your guest host and find out what your guest host's beliefs are, I'll give you a little bit of background. I think we have a couple minutes. We can talk about it. My parents are not well to do. Well, they struggled to make ends meet. It's not a different story. You know, 20 years go by, it's not a different story. You're struggling to make ends meet right now. And now one of us is sitting behind a microphone trying to get a job. I'm literally doing this to get off unemployment. This is my profession. This is what I do. And it's interesting because you sit in a radio station and you express your opinion and you have the opportunity. People will make preconceived notions based upon things that I verbalize. And there's that, again, we talked about this in the first hour, that self-segregation. I can guarantee you that there are people listening to the sound of my voice right now who think they know what I believe. And they think they have me compartmentalized. And I think that's a mindset that we need to talk about in America. There's a lot of things going on in the Coachella Valley, especially this weekend, that are going to have some preconceptions. People are going to be preconceptions about people that are going to be visiting us. There were a lot of people that visited us last weekend in the White Party. There were preconceptions. Those people are Americans. The people that are coming are Americans. You're an American. I'm an American. And you're listening to K-News 94.3 FM, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. Number two, K News Radio, FM 94.3, AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. I am Paul Marshall. I am your guest host for today, and with any luck tomorrow, we'll do K News Afternoon once again as we celebrate. This is sort of this is a tough week. Last weekend, we had the White Party celebration, fun, frivolity, good times had by most, minor annoyances to some other people. And then today we get the washing, the cleansing, the rain and the snow up in the mountains. Wherever you're going, whatever you're doing, please drive safe. Be good. I'm sure that, you know, the oil comes up on the roads and everybody, you just want to back off a little bit. And then it's tax week. And of course, I want to remind you Thursday, you can come hang out. K News Radio going to be doing a special live coverage, the Tax Day Tea Party. Oh yeah. Never miss an opportunity to advantage. It's going to be, hosted by John McMullen. We're going to be hanging out, K-News Afternoon, hosted by John McMullen, special co-host Elise Richmond, at the Palm Desert Civic Center on Thursday, Tax Day's Tea Party. And special coverage is brought to you in part by DeGear Builders and Design. In business since 2000, custom home design and remodeling. No job too small. They love them all. As we continue on, you want to get in touch. And again, this is an interview process. Your guest host is transparent. You want to know about me? I don't want to sit here and talk about myself all the time. We get enough of that from other people. But if you want to know who the guy is on the radio, feel free to give me a call, 760-416-8475 in Palm Springs, 888-589-6397 anywhere outside the Palm Springs area. Talking about media responsibility, of course, that story of the court reporter that gave us a call last week may have thrown a wrench into the machine that is the Justice Department trying to work on the sentencing situation with I got another thing I want to talk about. I don't know. Look, we could go back and forth all day. We could keep going on. I wanted to talk about this. This is something else that, because I just heard the commercial for the no-kill shelter. And this story in Murrieta, and it's a sad story, and it might make you a little uncomfortable because the details of the story are not comfortable. I'm definitely switching because I'm a big dog advocate. There, I'll talk about that. My personal belief, I love dogs. I love dogs more than I love people. People have malice. People know right from wrong and choose not to do the right thing sometimes. Dogs don't have malice. There's no such thing as a mean dog or a bad dog. Dogs only do what their instinction tells them to do. And they need to be trained. And that brings us to Murrieta. And you've probably heard the story. Murrieta mother will lose custody of her baby who was left alone and mauled by two pit bull dogs. Police say the two large pit bulls tore off the baby's diaper and bit his scrotum. Enjoy your dinner. Case is leaving a lot of people to wonder if pit bulls are safe to keep. Now this is, you know, we hear this all the time. I'm sure throughout the valley there have been many stories of the alleged pit bull maulers. I can tell you as somebody who has friends that own pit bulls and who owns large breed dogs myself, those dogs need to be controlled. All dogs need to be controlled. You know, statistically, more people are bitten by Cocker Spaniels than most dog breeds. More Cocker Spaniels, more toy poodles. The smaller a dog is, the more on edge the temperament is, and that's just a breeding thing. There's more chances for crossbreeding. However, when a pit bull bites somebody, a finger gets broken, or a baby's testicles get ripped off. And I'm not saying that to be shocking. That's the story. That's what happened. But now, they're talking about how this affects everybody else. Homeowners insurance. Homeowners insurance doesn't cover a lot of large breeds. I have two large breed dogs. I own German Shepherds. They're both well over 100 pounds. Some people in my neighborhood are afraid of my German Shepherds. They're both loving, great rescue dogs that wouldn't hurt anybody unnecessarily. And that is, any dog will defend their territory. And I don't know what caused these two dogs to attack a baby. I don't even know if they attacked the baby. Maybe the baby made mess in his diaper. Maybe they smelled something. Dogs are known to eat poop. Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I can tell you for sure the dogs had no foresight as to what they were doing. They don't know. They're not that smart. Everybody says, oh, my dog is smart. My dog is smart. They're not that smart. They're animals. They need to be trained. The bigger concern is this mother who left her baby with two large dogs, unattended. The pit bulls were caught and euthanized. That goes without saying. It's always, the dog always is always going to get euthanized. That's going to happen no matter what. Anytime a dog bites somebody, the dog is immediately, the dog has no advocacy. I'll be a dog's advocate. Dog has no advocacy. Nobody can stand up and say, hey, it's not the dog's fault. Dog just does what they do. You hear about a kid sticking their finger in between a fence, dog bites a finger off, right? Pitbull, Rottweiler. What was the ones back in the day? German Shepherds, obviously people are afraid of German Shepherds because they're police dogs and the image is that they're big, vicious dogs. You know, Dalmatians bite more people than German Shepherds? Just saying. Oh, they're so cute. So now this woman is going to lose her baby, and rightfully so. The focus will not be on Joan Smith, who I name, just in case anybody's thinking about engaging in any sort of a relationship with this woman. Know that she's probably not fit to be a parent. Oh, I'm sorry, I take that back. Joan Smith is another person in the story. Joan Smith has dogs of her own, and she's an advocate for dogs. I apologize to Ms. Smith. But she does say, I would never have a pit bull. Personally, I think they have a tendency to be unstable. Bad breeding will do that to any dog. I know there are people here in the valley that don't like pit bulls. There are people in the valley that don't like a lot of things. The responsibility comes up to the individual. If you're going to own big dogs, you got to have them trained. If you're not going to have them trained, then you got to be responsible for their actions. This woman, her baby is scarred for life. She's now going to lose her child. The dogs are both dead. But the ramifications of that story, the ripple effect, is going to, you're going to have people speculating about things about pit bull dogs. Let me dispel you a couple of myths. Number one, pit bulls don't have locking jaws. You hear that story? Oh, they have locking jaws. They lock their jaws. And once they lock their jaws, nobody can get them apart. Not true. A pit bull was bred originally for just what it says, to take down a bull. Their job was to subdue bulls for farmers. That's what they do. They were guard dogs, but they had to be strong, and their neck muscles had to be strong, and their jaw muscles had to be strong to take down a bull, what, 10, 12, 15, 25 times their size. So, yes, they are strong. They are muscular dogs. And in this case, they reacted instinctively, and a bad thing happened. But it's not the dog's fault. And now you're going to have breed-specific legislation. People are going to bring up things about these dogs that just aren't true. You own a big dog? Do you own a pit bull? I can tell you I have lived in towns that have anti-pit bull legislation. So what happens is people that live in towns that have pit bulls, and there is no such thing as a pit bull, by the way. They're American Staffordshire Terrier, Pit Bull Terrier. There's like 15 different breeds of dogs that are bred down from a species called Molosser. And those dogs are all considered pit bulls. And they're considered illegal by some community standards. And they're considered uninsurable. So what happens is people go to their vet and they get mixed breed designation for their dog. And then their dog bites somebody. And then they get criminal charges being brought against them. And what happens? The dog gets destroyed. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of thousands, I would say millions, of pit bulls that don't bite people every day. There are millions of people that don't do drugs every day. There are millions of planes that land safely every day. We never hear that. And this brings me back to what we were talking about earlier in the hour, that media responsibility. There's a phrase in the news media, if it bleeds, it leads. The more horrific the story, the more attention we give it. This pit bull story sounds horrific because it involved a pit bull. Would anybody be talking about this story if it were a French poodle? And a French poodle is capable of doing the exact same damage that a pit bull can do to a baby, to an infant. But because it was a pit bull, oh, we got to get that story on the air. We got to sensationalize it. Again, it goes back to that media responsibility thing. And I'm you know, if I'm going to be doing afternoons here on your radio station on KNews, I'm going to point out some of the inconsistencies in our industry. I just think that it's for too long we've been sitting in our ivory tower talking about how great we are, how our radio station is better than the other, and sometimes we disseminate information that's full of hate, that's full of inaccuracy, that's got an agenda, and we spend so much time sitting behind the microphone espousing our viewpoint that we don't listen to you. This is your radio station. One of the big complaints in the community, oh, the airwaves belong to us. The airwaves belong to us. Take part. Dial up right now, 760-416-8475. In the Palm Springs area, you can also get me toll-free, 888-589-6397. I bring up a bunch of those stories. I bring up the story of the pit bull because that's a hot button. I want you to call and tell me about it. Do you own a big dog? Do you own a small dog? Do you own a dog? I mean, some people choose to have dogs instead of children. I did. My wife and I have been married for 19 years. We have two dogs. Prior to that, we had another dog. We chose not to have children. Our dogs are, you know, our children. So if I were living in a neighborhood and somebody told me, my homeowners association told me I couldn't have my dogs, I would move. That's how important it is. As a matter of fact, I lost out, and I told you this before. If you're just joining the program, guest hosting for a couple of days, I'm on unemployment. I'm an unemployed radio personality looking to get my next job. I had to turn down an opportunity in a city because we couldn't find a place that would allow us to rent because we can't buy a house because our credit rating is shot because we've been on unemployment for 7 months. And we couldn't find a place that would rent to us because we have two German Shepherds. It starts with the pit bull. Then it goes to the German Shepherd and the Rottweiler and the Doberman. And it's a microcosm of what we talked about earlier, that segregation that we like to engage in. We think if we tell people, there's a preconceived notion if you own a pit bull. If I said to you, oh, look, there's a moving van in front of the house. Look. They have pit bulls. And I got on the phone and I called somebody and said, hey, neighbor moved in, got a pit bull. What do you think? If I moved in next door to you, you would be frightened. Because I have long hair and two big dogs and ride a Harley Davidson motorcycle. And I like big dogs and I like the pit bull. And Ray in Palm Desert is joining us on KNews Afternoons. How are you, Ray?
I refused to rent to a gentleman just about 6 days ago because he owned a pit bull. And it's not because I don't like pit bulls, because I like dogs. I've always owned dogs. But I believe that anybody who wants to own a pit bull, voluntarily owns a pit bull, has got something pathologically wrong with him.
Why?
Because he wants to intimidate the rest of us through his dog.
Have you ever spent time with a pit bull?
I don't feel that way about German Shepherds, but when I see people with pit bulls, I think there's something wrong with them. I call them micro dicks, and I hope that you don't screen that, but there's something wrong with it. There's something missing inside, so they have to make up with it with a dog. And I think they should be outlawed. And I'm sorry that you get the overflow with the German Shepherds, but it's where it goes.
Well, you know, I appreciate the call, Ray, and I fundamentally disagree with you. I think your position is completely painted and tainted by the media's portrayal of these dogs. You don't know. I don't think you've spent enough time with a dog. We can talk more about this if you've got a thought or an opinion, because I think we're now just starting to scratch the surface of people's response. Certainly, people are emotional and intense about certain things, and pit bull dogs are it. 760-416-8475. And again, a horrible story in Murrieta. We'll continue on. 888-589-6397. It is K News Radio, FM 94.3, also AM 970, 1140, and 1250, the Desert's News Talk Superstation. K News Afternoons continues. My name is Paul Marshall, guest host for today, and with any luck tomorrow as well. Phone number here in the studio, 760-416-8475, also toll free outside of Palm Springs, 888-589-6397. Talking about that story in Murrieta, was basically the genesis, the jumping off point of people and their preconceived notions. I spent a lot of time talking about preconceptions, and I think that given the opportunity to join you every afternoon here in K News Radio, we'll get into that a lot. I'm a contrarian. I like to look and observe pop culture and people and how we tend to contradict ourselves behaviorally and in the way that we view things. A lot of people now lined up to talk about the situation. Let's start with Charles in Palm Springs. Welcome to K News Radio Afternoons.
Hi, Paul.
Charles, thank you very much for calling.
Thanks. Well, first off, I want to say you're doing a great job. And, you know, if anybody leaves a baby alone with a dog, then they're just asking for trouble. And I have homeowner's insurance, and they told me they didn't care whether my dog was 5 pounds or 150 pounds. They weren't covering a dog bite under any circumstances.
Well, a lot of insurance companies now will put a limit on the amount of incidents that they'll allow. They'll say, okay, if you have a dog like a pit bull or a German Shepherd, and thank you for the call, a pit bull or a German Shepherd or St. Bernard or any of those big dogs, they'll cover one or two bites or two incidents. They give you the benefit of the doubt, and I'm all right with that. I'm okay with the benefit of the doubt. I think at least that you get the opportunity, because people take a look at those dogs and they go, oh, he's got this dog. There's no possible way. Every one of them is painted with a broad stroke, and it's unfortunate that that's the case. George and Joshua Tree, welcome to K News Afternoons. George, are you there? Nope, George not there. D in Morongo Valley. D, how are you? And cut. Good talk, D. Thanks for checking us out. You know, we'll continue with this. I think we should. 760-416-8475. George and Joshua Tree, how are you, man? Is it something I said? Was it something I said? This is what we like to call in the radio industry, death. Frank and La Quinta, thank you for holding and for being the savior for the show this afternoon.
Hello, Paul. How are you? I'm glad to talk to you. I didn't hear the call, but you were talking. Did you say a woman called in that worked for the court during deliberations and gave her opinion on the radio station?
Yeah, this happened last week. Are you familiar with the story?
Oh, yeah, the security guard that was beaten to death over in Palm Springs.
Yeah, I think it was last Wednesday or Thursday that the conviction came through, and my producer Jeremy will tell you what day that the conviction came through, but I believe it was Wednesday or Thursday. So the jury comes back with a guilty verdict, and then the case gets handed back to the jury to decide what the sentencing is going to be. And I guess their choices are life in prison without parole or
death.
The death penalty.
Right.
That evening, after the jury had been given the case, an alleged court reporter, and now I guess we can assume it's been verified. Enough different people have said it, but I'm still going to say alleged to cover my ass. I don't want to be sued. But an alleged court reporter called this very radio station and spoke during the afternoon, and her name was Carol, and she expressed her personal opinion about the behavior of the individuals being charged. They were gangbangers. They were not good guys. This is not information any of us didn't know. But as a court reporter, a little bit, I would say, unconventional, to be euphemistic there, to call a radio station when a jury has been given a trial.
Well, I can only say my opinion on that. Two things. One, that call should have been cut off immediately when she identified herself. And two, this could cost the taxpayers $1 million. If this case is reversed, either by the judge that's sitting now or by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal. This is overturned because of the comments of this woman that called in, the court reporter. Then they start from square one again, and I think that it could cost the taxpayers a lot of money.
Absolutely, and thank you for the call. And it also brings open the possibility, should she be charged for obstruction of justice? That could be the case. We will continue this discussion and the discussion. George and Joshua Tree, hang in there. Thank you very much for calling back. It is KNews Afternoon on KNews Radio, FM 94.3, also AM 1140, 1250, and AM 970, the Desert's News Talk Superstation.